Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special episode of Film Sack, where we do a watch-along with you fine folks at home. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett and the two... I almost said the two Randys.
The two Randys.
Randy Jordan and the two Bryans.
That there are two Randys.
Yeah, I don't know.
The truth is out there. Scott.
I don't know why I screwed that up, but that's perfect to have us all a little confused, because the truth is out there. We're going to watch The X-Files, Season 3, Episode 20, Jose Chung's From Outer Space. Right?
Oh. Excellent.
Yes.
Okay. This is TV-14, so you know what that means.
Yeah, keep the kids out.
I don't know either.
This episode is fine for like 10 or 11 and up. Like this is not TV-14, this right. episode.
Now, reminder, for those who are like, wait, why do we do these again? Well, when one of us is out of town, we try to still fill your ears with something. So someone's out of town. I think two people are out of town.
Track of who's out of town this weekend,
right?
Yeah. I don't even know. I think two people are. I think Ibbett and Randy are both gone this weekend. I think.
No,
Randy,
I'm back.
Randy.
Oh, you're back this weekend. That's not confusing at all. Well, anyway, someone's gone, but we're going to go ahead and pretend like no one's leaving and do a watch along with you fine folks at home. So we'll do the usual thing here. We'll count down 3, 2, 1, and then hit the word or say the word go. And when we do, that's when everyone hits play. We'll give you a second to go cue this up at Hulu. Or wherever you've got your X-Files, Season 3, Episode 20. You want to start right at the beginning when the screen is black.
Do you have those huge boxes of DVDs that everybody had?
I used to. Yeah, of course.
Because they came with cool trading cards. Like, you could only get these, like, Bill Sienkiewicz drew one. And there was there were all comic book artists who did these cool
I didn't know that.
X-Files cards.
I had a set, but I don't think my set had it. I may have been secondhand on that, though. So they kept the cool cards. Yeah, that sucks. Well, anyway, so go cue that up, however you're going to cue it up. Pause the show and then come back. Oh, hi, you're back. We unpause the show now and you're back and you're queued and you're ready. So we're going to count this down and get started here. In 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, I got music and space, right? Space, music, space. Okay. Okay, and there's a ship.
Oh, wait, are we watching Star Wars? What's going on right here?
This is cool. That looks fake.
This is a New Hope.
Mm-hmm. That looks really fake.
Looks like the bottom of an or top of an iron or something. What are we looking at here?
I don't know. It's probably like a model.
I'm sure we're supposed to be thinking it's a spaceship.
It's only a model.
It's the bottom of a bucket truck.
Oh,
right.
That was actually kind of
neat.
A little
fake out.
Yeah, a little shaky cam, but it was all right.
Some kids driving by.
Mm-hmm. Too fast.
Especially next to those cones.
She looks familiar.
Never do this in a car. Tell the girl you love her.
How do we know her?
While watching her and not watching the road. You're definitely going to kill her.
I know this chick.
Yeah, she looks familiar. Who is this?
And that girl grew up to be
Lord Poppington.
That is
Lord Moldy Butt.
That is Sarah Sawatsky.
All right. I don't know why she looks familiar or something.
She does.
Oh, shit.
This happened a lot in X-Files. This is how Mulder's. Yeah. This happens all the time.
Yeah, they like this. I feel like they invoked it a lot to try to.
Oh, we got some grays here.
Oh, yeah.
Got some grays.
Ugh. These are good.
Yeah, these are real good.
Steamy grays.
I'm feeling sleepy.
Why are we always naked? I don't know.
Nipples. Oh. Meanwhile.
Why are we always naked? talking about Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, we got the triangle. They got all the alien stuff. We got several different types of alien. Oh, that's right.
What is this?
The Harryhausen alien. Yes.
I remember this.
It's not even Harryhausen, but they slow it down.
Harryhausen-esque. Yes.
I think they were aiming to make it look that way, right?
Yes, for sure.
Why are aliens always naked? Are we the oddballs in this universe? Obviously, people in costumes who ran across real aliens.
Yeah, but how did they put them to sleep?
Okay, you're going to find out. You're going to all your questions.
What did we just see, Randy?
Yeah, what happened? So
this episode was the last of four episodes that were written by Darren Morgan. So previously, he had episodes called Humbug, Clyde Bruckman's Final Repose, which is also kind of famous, and War of the Coprophages. Darren Morgan writes a very different X-Files than all the rest of the series. They're injected with humor. There's a lot of like surprises, and there's just a lot of winking at the camera. So, you know, we're watching this because it's a Darren Morgan episode.
Does Mulder address his porn addiction in this one?
Possibly. You'll find out.
I'm going to be on Californication.
Yeah, where I get to see real boobies.
We're going back to the beginning here.
Real boobies.
Hey, look who it is.
Oh, it's
Charles Nelson Reilly.
It is.
Yeah.
I kind of like him here.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
He's dead, right? Died?
Doddering old man.
Did he die?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm going to find out.
Randy?
Randy, can you check on the death of Charles Nelson Reilly?
You've got your browser open. Jesse Ventura? What?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, there's a...
If only I liked women.
He died in 07.
Music by Mark Snow, the incomparable Mark Snow.
Yeah.
2007, age of 76.
Oh.
No, that's too bad.
We all die eventually.
It's a little young. About 10 years after this.
So this is Charles Nelson Reilly is your author, Jose Chung.
Oh, his name is? So I assume it's a pseudonym. So it's not real. Okay. Not pseudonym. What's it called? People write under a pseudonym?
Yeah, pseudonym.
Pseudonym.
And, or maybe you're thinking of nom de plume.
Maybe that's what I'm... when... Can't think of his name.
Richard Buck.
See, yeah, Richard Bachman.
Bachman?
Yeah.
He is based on Truman Capote.
Okay. Is he really?
This
okay.
character?
Yeah.
Weird. I don't know if he reminds me of him at all.
Well, I won't believe. Don't touch me. Don't touch me, old man.
Get your hands off me, Charles Nelson Reilly. If I didn't know you were gay. He was gay, right?
Oh, he was very gay.
Okay.
Yeah, there was some match game
that's
where
a lot of buttons.
He gave the answer a coconut, and then he said, and the Gene Rayburn said, coconut? What made you think of coconut? He says, well, I was trying to think of the biggest fruit I could get.
Nice. I love when they did that.
He's great.
Yeah.
The fact that you remember a line from that.
I don't know what it means. Charles Nelson Reilly thing. Yeah. I've seen it recently. It's not, you know, remembering from 76.
Right.
This episode is fascinated with buttons. I've seen a lot of buttons.
So he's doing this for research? He's trying to research for his novel?
She is interviewing him because she's trying to figure out what happened in an abduction, and he's an expert on such things.
But he's counter-interviewing her for his stories, right?
Yes.
Oh, date rape. Right. Oh, she quoted that, air quotes. Visitation.
Yeah.
Visitation. She never was on board, man. Till late. No. I guess later she kind of got on board.
Oh my God. Oh. No Grays.
Hmm.
Well, that.
Plushie.
She had a blood
bloody nose plushie.
Yeah, that's what happens. I really get freaked out with nosebleeds, by the way.
I don't like them.
Like on myself. It's the all purpose. Like, oh my God.
The all purpose trope injury.
I haven't had a nosebleed, proper one, for 20, 30 years.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why. Never get nosebleeds.
Now I'd worry about not having those leads.
That you and I live in.
I know, you'd think. My sister gets them all the time.
I get them occasionally.
Remember when I told you I loved you? No, you didn't. You fell asleep. They both got scratches on the same side.
We got probed.
Oh, what a clean cut.
The truth is out there. That's who's out there.
The aliens put a probe in your anus.
It was the probe. It wasn't me.
I swear it wasn't me.
That's a dark room. Good Lord.
Well, you got to, your film needs to be, you know, not overexposed. Moody. Yeah. Oh.
Bad mister. Oh.
Oh, you punk.
You teenager.
Yeah. You young.
Guess I did.
Jeez. If you think you didn't, maybe don't. I don't know, man.
I don't even know what rape is anymore. I don't know.
That guy sucks.
Do lie detector tests get used as often in real life as in TV shows and movies?
Right? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
What? Are you menstruating right now?
What is he asking her these for? What?
Right.
Vision problems? Oh, because he knows it's aliens.
Yeah. This is so Peter Venkman from Ghostbusters Ways.
Asking what shapes are.
Yeah.
Well, they should have matched their voices
together. I wish they would have, right? Yeah. Had them actually say post-abduction syndrome.
Do it slow like that. It doesn't frickin' work.
Bunk.
Time my dad would find his keys. He'd do self-hypnosis? Yeah, he did a help self-hypnosis thing where he'd like swing a little thing in front of him, and if it moved a certain direction.
Oh, no way, really?
Yeah. Yeah, we all thought it was ridiculous.
Did it work, though? Was it effective?
He kept finding his keys. I don't know, man.
He was messing with you. I hope so.
Because they were always on the end of the thing that he was dangling in front of his face.
Right. Oh, they're right here.
Oh. Oh, Dad.
Yeah, he had that was a weird moment for us. He had like a stretch of... That's when he was eating wheatgrass every day and doing self-hypnosis.
Wheatgrass, a wheat germ?
Grass. He grinded up.
Grass. In the, sweet.
Some kind of shake. It was horrible. It was like mowing the lawn. Such a subtle thing for him. He's usually hey, I'm what's his name, but
yeah,
here he's
usually chill. Very flamboyant and over the top.
Yeah,
I just love that they he said this really cool subtle thing. And we smash cut to a hypnotist.
Can you be hypnotized with like five people watching you? I don't think so. Is that?
I feel like that would mess me up.
They just wheel a dentist chair into this little interrogation room with a sink and a desk lamp and a water cooler.
Yep.
Why is that alien covering his crotch? Let's see what you got down there,
Blake.
Oh my God, she's got some kind of catheter tube down there in her.
Yeah, that's what they do.
She's wearing the Barbarella outfit.
It does like a Barbarella outfit. You're right. Worst bikini ever.
They're small. They're covering their alien penises.
Genitals.
Oh, look at this. Look here, Flash Gordon.
Oh, I don't like this.
Look at the unit he's got.
Yeah, look at that open piece. Unit.
He's got a little strap where you can pick him up.
Tim Hortons donuts.
We film everything in Canada is what that says to me.
That's right.
What's that one guy drinking back there? That one gray's got like a glowing drink. What is that?
Oh, yeah. Probe.
Like got the little probe. Orb or something that he's holding.
Oh, it corresponds with somebody. It's somebody standing back there holding a mug.
Why did she have dryer vents hooked up to her body? Is she emitting a lot of heat from her crotch area?
Oh, right. It's just mirroring the people she's seeing in the interrogation room. Yeah,
right. She's holding a cup.
Yeah. So it matches everybody in the room.
Right.
Yeah. I wonder if there's like a skeptical Scully in the back.
That was Alex Diacon, by the way, as Dr. Fingers. He has
multiple
appearances in X-Files.
Are you really calling him that? Is his name really Dr. Fingers?
Yeah, the character that hypnotized her. Yeah.
I would not go to Dr. Fingers.
I would not ever. No. I would go
might
to the
go
courthouse.
To Dr. Touchy Feely.
No kidding.
Right. Dr. Groper?
Dr. Groper.
Groper here. I met a Ben Dover the other day. An actual Ben Dover.
Ben Dover. Ben Dover.
Yeah. Benjamin Dover, yeah. He goes by Benjamin because, of course, you would. Detective Manners.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Fingers, Detective Manners.
Man, 4x3 made us all be close talkers.
Yeah, even though this is stretched out, I think they just crop it.
Yeah.
You can always tell that they filmed it in a certain way because everyone's so close to each other. Yeah.
Yeah. When you widescreen any of these things, it's always like weird. Why is everybody right in the center?
Yeah. That Star Trek TNG remaster did a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Oh,
it's who is cold as hot.
Oh. It's cold as hot. Electrical. I think it's electric. Put your tongue on it. Put your tongue on it. Quit bugging Chrissy and lick the bar.
lick the bar. It's the only way you can get out. Lick the bar.
So, this is like a lawyer allegory. He has to pass the bar.
I locked myself in. I've locked myself in. Leave me alone.
Look at her. She's just like not buying any of this.
I wonder if he's the Barney Fife of aliens. Like he accidentally locked himself in trying to. Oops.
Barney Fife of aliens.
Yeah, Barney Fife was always locking himself in the.
He did
in the prison.
Yeah, you're right. And the keys were just outside of it. You could just reach out and grab it.
As long as I can sweat, I'll let nothing happen.
Oh, no. Well, there she goes. That reminds me of Tron for some reason. Why?
That's what happened to Tron, because that's what they did. The light lit up above him.
And pulled him out of a cage?
Visually. No, they just lit him up.
Weren't they trapped at one point? And they're getting poked by the electric stick guys? And
yes.
I got to find that scene.
Oh.
Is the alien talking?
Yeah. They're obviously supposed to be military in uniforms or costumes. That's the conceit, right?
Okay.
The grades are fake. Mm-hmm. This music, this little plucky.
Bling, 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 bling.
No.
No.
Because I'm not a psychopath killer.
I never did that.
For no reason. I had reasons.
Oh, I always had a reason.
That bug had it coming.
Exactly.
I did blow up a couple of anthills. I'll admit to that.
Mm. But you had a reason.
Yeah, I had a reason. Those ants had it coming.
Consensual sexual intercourse.
Sexual intercourse. Coitus.
Consensual.
Yeah. Intercourse. CSI? Consensual sexual. Yeah. Did you do some CSI?
So they did do it.
I don't know.
It was a man.
It was the boy.
I still have the dumbest, biggest crush on her. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I'd love her.
Why? Because she's intelligent and
even
gorgeous
now
and
you see
everything.
Her now on that like sex education show, she's like I don't know 10 years older than me, but
I don't care.
I don't give a shit.
I got my long johns on. I don't care what you think about.
That's right. I'm a lumberjack and I don't care. I sleep all day and I don't know how the song goes.
I'm not quite sure if I'm a draftsman or a welder. Right.
How's the song go? I'm a lumberjack.
I'm a lumberjack
okay.
And I'm okay. I sleep all night and work all day.
There we go. Okay. Wasn't coming out.
Is it detail or detail?
As my dad would say.
Detail.
Detail.
Yeah, you got to really focus on detail.
It's generational, man. This guy looks familiar.
Does everybody live in the dark in this series? I mean, nobody have an overhead light?
X-Files had a dark quality to it, for sure.
So he's he saw the whole thing. He's writing it all down.
Whoa.
And then someone shows up.
Like a Batmobile.
I do like all the old, I like the old FBI kind of cars they always have in
these. Oh, look.
Hey, look, it's Ventura.
Yep.
Brother, no other object goes closer to Venus.
Are you going to rape me?
No, I'm only going to probe you.
Okay, then yes. He's also a picture framer of apparently some sort. He's got picture frames on the walls.
Yeah. Men in Black.
Men in Black, man.
Yep, it's the old Men in Black deal.
How'd you know that?
Did one of them look like Tommy Lee Jones?
Yeah.
I loved all this conspiracy stuff back when I was younger, but it's gotten so out of hand now I can't even look at it.
I know, it's hard now because you know some people were actually buying it. We were all enjoying some fiction. People actually believe it.
It was fun to think about, but once it becomes reality, it's like, back off.
I hate that. Have you seen him lately, by the way?
Of course.
No.
He is wild looking these days. You got to see him.
Yeah.
I'll find a good picture.
Did he say Venus or did he say penis?
I think he said Venus.
I'm Republican.
It's kind of I don't even know what to say about this look, but it's an interesting look. Here you go. Whoops, wrong guy. Sent that to Badger Lord.
Oh, wow.
Kind of a Doc Brown vibe.
A little bit, yeah.
Phenomenon.
You know, I can buy that he's an alien.
Yeah. Most of my impersonations of him go right into Macho Man Randy Savage. Yeah. I can't do.
Oh, yeah. Can't
separate the two.
Your brother.
Yeah. Well, the brother thing was,
Hulk Hogan?
Hulk Hogan?
Or no, was that?
Yeah,
that was Hogan.
You're right. Hogan. There we go. So that's who it goes into.
Yeah. Which is fine. You'll be
it's
forgiven.
Totally fine.
They're all the same, aren't they?
Yeah, 80s wrestling is an amalgam of itself.
Yeah.
Oh, I was in Predator.
How did they get my remote control codes?
They just filmed that backwards.
That's right?
What that was.
I think you're right.
Yep.
Just rolled it back.
That same shot.
Smart.
My drawings.
Rest in peace, William Lucking. Mm. He just died a few months ago.
Oh.
He was 80.
That's a ripe old age.
I love Scott's. It's like last time we talked about age. It's like he was only 72. That's too young.
It is.
Today it's
that's
like,
too
oh,
young. 80
I deserved it.
70's fine. 80, or sorry, 80's fine. 70's too young. We're all way too close to that number. I don't like it.
Right. Closer it gets, the further I want to push it.
Further
back.
I want to be. Oh,
so he moves his truck to get a closer look.
No, he's going to stand here for a couple of minutes and do this.
This guy is the worst eyesight. Look at,
that guy did not skip leg day. That guy is massive. I'm not here. No, what? Has he know my name? Oh, shit.
It's all biblical.
Okay, yeah.
Who's the voice? I want to know.
I don't know.
Voice Randy? Of Lord Kinboat is...
I think it's Ventura still. I think he's in that...
Tony Morelli suit. Voice of Lord Kinboat. That?
I refuse to believe in any single-eyed alien. You can't get that far with no depth perception. I just don't
find it. He's a stunt actor, mostly. He's in tons of stuff.
Happened to
The way he said that was great.
Is there another kind of orgy that we think of?
You know, like a coffee orgy. Or right. A knitting orgy.
You know what's sad? Those touch tone phones now look as ancient as rotary phones looked to us back in the day.
Yeah.
Beep, boop, beep, beep, boop, beep, beep.
I love that you know it's a hotel room because there's a red operator button on the phone.
Yeah, exactly. Like, nailed it. That's how we know I have a message.
Back to Dr. Fingers.
We've wheeled the dentist chair back in here.
You can't button your tie. You can't button your shirt to the top with no tie. Dr. Fingers. This would be a great role for Vincent Price if he had
younger.
She's no teenage girl. If she's a teenage girl, then my mom is a cheerleader at the high school. Come on now.
All right. I'm going to look up her actual age when this was filmed. Anybody want to take guesses?
24. I'm going 22.
25. So 22, 25, 24, we all said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is
Lens. Oh, now she's in the military. Same configurations.
Yes. Coffee she's cup always person.
She's always interrogated.
Hey, the guy in the middle, is that... Oh, no, it's not who I think it is.
She needs to get that wound looked in her face. It's going to be a scar.
This person has two kids already and is trying to find out why her van's making a strange noise. I'm telling you, she's not in high school.
Billy, rinse her out. That's scary.
Rinse her out?
Rinse her out.
That's scary. That's a weird term.
Yeah.
I don't like it. No, sir, I don't.
Chrissy is not happy about this. Oh, give them back. I like my memories.
All right. I like them. They're good memories. I think about lots of good stuff in my memory.
It's funny how much of this episode and Clyde Bruckman I confuse as being things coming from both of them.
Yeah.
A real live dead alien body?
That's great? Right.
I get what he's saying, but.
Yeah. Oh, that was weird. I thought we wrote to a commercial or something.
Well, it would have been.
I want to be abducted by alien.
He's wearing a.
I'm trying to recognize those curtains. I know those curtains.
Is this Star Blazers or?
I can't tell.
Star Blazers, dude.
Like you can see the body of somebody standing up on the right side.
You've got to listen to this guy, okay?
Okay.
Oh.
I suppose.
This is familiar.
Oh. Yeah, one of these guys is a woman. Love it. But wasn't pulling it off. I like this outside look.
Yeah, this is great. A mandroid.
Mandroid.
No, it's the one with the scream. That's why it's familiar.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love that he said, she said,
yeah.
Look of this, of everything that's going on.
Oh. Like she'd ever do that.
You have a boogie.
Autopsy.
Wow. Whoa. Oh, yeah. This moment. Is totally he said, she said.
I knew I had Roswell. It
somewhere. Yeah.
Just that camera work. So it's the great. It's the. Oh.
So this is seen as an homage to an alien autopsy that was on TV.
Yeah, that fake one.
Yeah.
I mean, yes.
This is the homage.
I don't think I need to say it was fake, but it was absolutely fake.
Yeah. We were totally into this at the time, right?
Yeah.
I remember being intrigued by it because I like fictional
weird
tales.
Stuff. Yeah.
But I knew it was fake the whole time. Like, when did I ever think it was real?
It's like watching a magic show. I mean, you know, it's not real, but it's like, oh, how'd they do that?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Right. Or the Faces of Death movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, that was just so like forbidden fruit when we were younger. It's like,
right.
Yeah.
My parents don't even know what it is.
That's because he's in a costume.
He's allowed to just.
It's a zipper. He's a zipper. It's coming a mile away.
Zipper. Well, you Willem Dafoe in there, I think.
Richie Cunningham. Like
Willem Dafoe. Good call.
Look like him.
See?
All right.
What's that?
I just found a zipper clip. That's all.
It's just a dead human being.
Oh, you're going to hurl. No, there's a sink right there, dude. Just use the sink. See, that looks like Willem Dafoe.
Neck's bumping. You see his neck pumping? Gross. He was alive.
That's dime store Willem Dafoe, dude. That's a guy you hire. Mm-hmm.
It is, yeah. It's
weird. William Dafoe.
William Dafoe. William,
that's William Dafoe. Not to be confused with Willem.
Oh, right.
William Dafoe.
Yeah, William Dafoe. Finally getting his job done.
And the foe is spelled F-A-U-X.
The major is dead.
Our struggle.
We got the bald weirdo puking in the other room. Go get him.
Yeah.
Oh.
We got them all.
Mulder doing.
Mulder always effing with him.
I think Mulder's doing all right.
Mulder got a name through trickery.
Mm-hmm.
And now more trickery.
More trickery.
What's in that bucket? Or what's in the weight machine back there? It weighs like 3 pounds.
Oh, yeah. There's something in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Scully put her purse.
Just going to put this here. It seems hygienic.
Grapes. Some grapes in there.
Grapes. Who is it? Oh, it's Ventura.
Now, remember, this is a different guy that they're attacking than the first guy.
Did he just take? Is that how he ejects the VCR?
Rip the top off the VCR.
Be kind. Oh, I love he used a wrestling move on him, and then it knocked him out.
That's great.
Back damage always knocks you out. You slapped him an extra slap.
Extra slap.
I love that. Every time he recounts Mulder. Yeah.
He said, she said.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it.
Look at that now, William Falcon
up there. That's the fat one.
He took the poster and marked out the want to and the I want to believe and just put I believe.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Got a better look at those curtains. Did you recognize the
I still didn't recognize it yet.
Voltron, maybe.
I'm naked. Crossing the street. Whee. He's like the angle of my dangle. Throwback.
Throwback to last week. Ooh, his boob. Oh.
Ooh, his boob. Kind of got a Bill Paxton thing going on, right? Or is...
a little bit.
Commercial.
Gary Sinise thing, maybe.
There you go, Gary Sinise. There you go. I knew there was something in there.
Hey, it's the bar and Beat It.
It's the Ovaltine bar. It's the diner in Vancouver that has been in everything.
Yeah, that thing's in a lot of stuff.
He's doing the mashed potatoes counters.
Yeah,
he's doing the mashed potatoes.
Oh my lord! Is that what they're trying to say? Is the stories are always derivative? Is the whole point of this episode? Like they all use the same sci-fi tropes.
Nothing.
He never fart the same again. Everything comes out.
Did you like that already?
Yeah, dude, hurry.
His mouth is just barely wider than his nose.
Yeah, barely.
Oh my gosh. Now that's all I can see. I'm not used to seeing that with people.
Right. It's like a cartoon.
It's like you'd get marked down in life drawing class for having these proportions wrong.
His mouth is too small.
Wait, I got to just point out again, a diner like this where they have the lights turned off.
Yeah.
Like it's just, the lights are all turned off. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weird.
We're going to sit in the pink glow of neon.
Yes.
It's like ER, like how they never turned the lights on in ER.
Right.
The ceiling in this diner 24. Is filled with lights that are turned off.
I think they're closed. You guys should leave. Is that what that guy's doing back there? He's trying to sweep up. He's like, we're closed.
Just trying to get the F out of here.
It is the Ovaltine bar, right? I didn't misread that neon sign in the entrance.
Was it?
It looks like it says Ovaltine.
Oh, my lord.
His conversation.
Are these even in front of me?
Can you get mashed potatoes at one of those kind of places?
Sure.
Is that
absolutely.
Okay. At a diner? Yeah.
Oh, sure.
At a neon diner?
Well, I don't know if neon and potatoes are not allowed to be together or what? What are you saying there?
I don't know. Feels off. Uh-oh.
Oval teen.
Yeah. Oval.
Ovaltine. Kinboat. Lord Kinboat.
Kinbote.
So you're supposed to be shocked right now because he's clearly encountered Lord Kinboat before.
There you go. Ovaltine. Only open. Oval. I don't know what this is. Dear friends, the cook.
They have great chocolate milk.
Oh no.
It's actually kind of lit now, so yeah, that not by much.
No, it's just because he's closer to the neon.
It is Ovaltine.
Spaghetti.
That's what I'm saying.
With meatballs.
And their menu is just printed along the top, so if you want to see everything they have, you have to walk around.
Right. Yeah.
And you gotta take it. He's not preparing anything. It's just in that fridge/heater thing.
Yeah.
But that was pie, so you expect that, right? You cook that the day before. Good lord, he's really shuffling that.
I haven't seen David Duchovny eat pie like this since the first season of Californication.
Boing!
Oval.
There were a lot of naked ladies in that show.
Deep fried. Was it deep fried chips?
Deep.
Probably deep
fried chicken.
And chicken. And chicken? Deep chicken fried and chicken. That's a weird way of putting that. My friend doesn't say much. I want to believe.
Does non-plus, does that just cancel and you say you're plus?
Yeah, exactly.
Double positive.
Double negative, yeah.
Something. Don't yell at me.
So they've hypnotized her in some fashion and they've been taking everybody's memories while we're getting here.
I was the governor for 5 minutes. I don't know what it is about him, but
I have nothing to say.
What's great is that he says this stuff in real life.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. I think I prefer of all the wrestlers who did stuff later.
Yeah.
I think he's the one I find weirdly appealing, and I don't know why, because his accent annoys me.
Aside from The Rock and John Cena, right?
I'm talking like old school. These new guys are fine.
The old, yeah.
These new guys are good.
Ah, reference to Alex. Was that supposed to be Alex? Was that Alex Trebek?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
So he had a cameo.
Go back. Go back. Well, don't go back.
We'll go forward. Don't worry. Don't worry. We can go forward.
You talked right over it.
I just mean let's see his face again. Ooh.
Ooh.
But Mode.
Were you plussed about that?
Yeah. She was plus plus.
Plus plus. Yes, plus.
Plus plus costs you $5 a month, but you still get small commercials.
They have two phones in their room?
Ew, what is that in there for?
It's just melted ice.
Sorry, melted ice bucket. Sorry.
Yuck.
It's like,
that's
why?
For rinsing her out.
But it didn't have like a plastic liner like you would have in one of those. It was just straight to the bucket.
Yeah. Yes, you've got to do the plastic liner that they give you.
It's there to rinse her out.
Oh,
that killed me.
It's a reference to earlier.
Yeah, it was.
It is. It is. Exactly.
Good job.
Callback. Oh, that made my nose run. Not bleed, though. Not bleed.
Rinse him out. Oh, well, he did.
Oh, yeah.
So much for the pilot.
Well, the eulogy will have something about a nose and how wide it is compared to his mouth.
His mouth was shortened in some way.
Ooh, must have been eating. That was what? Finish your sentence. Use your big boy
words.
That
was the guy. No, that's it. That was the guy that was.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Oh, he was.
Wait a minute. We just was. Oh.
Now he isn't.
He needs a haircut. He needs a trim. It's not a good bald look. She's great, dude.
Oh, I love his hair.
His hair works. It's got a little Jim Broadbent vibe going in this.
Yeah. Yeah. Just further underlines the fact that he had a toupee on during the match game days.
Did he? Oh, I didn't know
that.
That's great. Come on in. I am writing book. Join me. I love a messy, fastidious author office. Something about it. Mm-hmm. Books everywhere. Fire burning. I don't know why I like that, but I do. Old ass radio. Look at that thing.
That's cool. And all the wooden balls that we use to draw in.
Oh, yeah.
In Life Truck, like to get shades and perspective.
Yep.
So the
cones.
Yep. So the thing here that's wild is that this whole episode has been told through other people's voices. So you don't really know if Mulder is telling him these words or if he's recounting what he thinks Mulder said.
That's the idea, though, right? We're not supposed to know.
Entertainment complex. I love that.
The entertainment complex. That's what Chuck E. Cheese's original name was. The entertainment complex.
That's right.
I wish we could find The Lone Gunman somewhere. That would be great.
Oh, the
for
show?
Streaming.
Oh, yeah. The series, yeah.
Yeah. That lasted, what, is it one or two seasons? Didn't go too long.
Lone.
There was a second spinoff. What was the spinoff with Henriksen? Lance Henriksen?
Oh, Millennial.
Millennial, yeah. That's right.
Or Millennium?
Millennium.
Millennium?
Millennium.
Millennium. There you go.
Someone who can't find a good rent.
Are they playing some piano that kind of sounds like, no, for just a second, it sounded like Nightmare on Elm Street music.
It's more like a love theme.
It does. He's in love with Mulder.
Yeah.
Or am I going to get probed?
So now that guy has the job in the cherry picker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Life returns.
What he wants. Or
with the space cherry picker.
Yeah, nature is healing.
Scott. Yes.
Nature
is healing. Life is a circle.
Oh, my. You do not know. If it's doing that, you don't keep going in with bare hands.
Right.
You don't go anywhere near that shit. Mm-mm.
This guy became a cult leader.
Oh, he did, didn't he?
I'm wearing sweats.
I wonder if they ever revisited this character, because they're implying that he's going to go on to be save humanity, right?
Like a Koresh kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Crystals. Smoking alien. That is a great cover.
It is.
Oh, that's great. Muldrake.
Raynard.
Yeah, he's watching it.
He's watching the Bigfoot footage.
Conspiracy addresses here.
Why do they all look like that?
The unique.
He's on America Online right there.
Did we figure out how old she was?
Oh.
I just want some more anal probing. I kind of liken him into it now.
Yeah. You want to come down here and...
I don't think I can go back after the anal probe.
You want to touch my balloon knot?
He always sounds like he's got
a little bit of a lisp.
Mouthful of food or something.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of a nice episode. I liked it.
Yeah. Why do people give that crap? Because of the giant one-eyed monkey?
I don't know.
It's one of the...
Monster?
One of the, if not the funniest episode of the X-Files. Like, there's a lot of jokes.
Sure.
In this thing.
Sure.
It was Alex Trebek there. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so I thought there was more Alex Trebek. I was like,
half a second, man.
He's in shadow until that reveal, right? Where he finally says something.
The internet is acting like the Lone Gunman never existed. At least Just Watched is acting like that, and that's annoying.
Yeah, that's what the Lone Gunman wants you to believe.
Mm. Yeah, there you go. Good
job, I liked that show a lot, even though it only lasted a full season.
Every Sunday night.
I
made this, man.
Here it is, the Lone Gunman.
That takes you back.
This ran exactly one, not even a full season. We got...
Okay, half season.
Did we get a full season? Hold on. We might have.
How about get a full season, but it was only 12 episodes?
It's not a full 24. I know that. That's a bummer. They had something with that. I thought it would have been good.
Yeah.
Whatever. People are tired of it.
They screwed it because I remember there was a night problem because they were... I think X-Files came on... like Thursday nights or something, and then or Monday, I can't remember. Those some day of the week that X-Files came on, and then they stuck the Lone Gunman on the death. Yeah, Sunday they stuck the Lone Gunman on the death night, which was like Friday night for Fox. Yeah. And I was like, it's never gonna last if they stick it there, and they did.
Here's another fun piece of trivia. This episode, this is the second time that David Duchovny and Alex Trebek were in an episode of a TV show. They previously were in Jeopardy together, where during a Celebrity Jeopardy, David Duchovny was one of the contestants, and he lost to Stephen King.
Wow. Wow. That's one for the ages to tell
your
kids.
Take that, Duchovny.
So this is interesting. Millennium ran only three seasons, and you might say, oh, that's not very good. That didn't run very long. I really like that show. But that's more episodes. Hold on.
Something like 72 episodes.
That's what's crazy. So Breaking Bad is what? Six, if you split it, it was seven technically, whatever. Anyway, that had a total of, come on, give me the number. 62 episodes. There was only ever 62 episodes of that. Of Millennium, there were 320. Oh, no, that's photos. Never mind. Yeah. Never mind. Yeah. There's 67 episodes.
Really get the wrong number on IMDb.
Yep, that was wrong.
Should be about the same, right? They should be about the same number of episodes.
Something close to that. But I remember that it was the first show I'd ever seen Terry O'Quinn as in. And he's great. Oh, Millennium's good, you guys. That's a good movie.
I don't think I ever saw any of it.
Yeah, it's Chris Carter.
I did just give you guys a link to Charles Nelson Reilly ripping off his toupee and putting it on the contestant.
Oh, I'm looking at this. We got to see this. Let's see.
And then Bowser from Sha-na-na comes up and starts combing
it. Bow.
Oh, look, it did come off. Oh, my gosh, it totally came off. Well, at least he was willing to, you know.
Yeah. It took us out. How long did it take us on Cheers to finally see Ted Danson take his off?
Did he ever do that?
Yeah, he did on
something
like the last season of Cheers.
Yeah, can we come back? That's a scooch though. Like, is there anything more gross to Scott?
I know taking off a toupee putting on
your toupee on Scott's bare head.
Yeah,
and then someone comes along with a hairbrush, someone else's hairbrush.
Yeah,
Bowser's hairbrush, which is full of pomade.
Yeah, I don't want any of what they just did. Also, I hate those old microphones that are like a giant long stick.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
Oh, I love that. I wanted one of those for Nerdtacular so bad.
Aren't those things so dangerous, though, throwing those things in people's faces?
The best thing about the Alec Baldwin. The best thing about the Alec Baldwin match game is that microphone. That microphone's amazing.
Oh, they have a little one in that. I never saw it.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they make them anymore. They probably had to specially make it.
Baldwin. I could say Alec Baldwin.
You certainly can. And we can say thanks, everybody, for enjoying us in our live watch along of this year. We hope you enjoyed it. Next week, you'll be enjoying our watch of the film.
The Book of Eli.
Oh, I can't wait.
Enjoying that too.
Yeah, we'll be enjoying that as well. And we'll all enjoy it together. So be here next week for a regular old episode where we watch Book of Eli, one of my favorite post-apocalyptic films. It's in the top 10 for sure. So check it out then. In the meantime, filmsack.com for everything else. For me, for Brian, for Randy, and for the other Brian.
I believe.
We'll see you next time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.